Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South African banks are facing one of the most serious financial integrity cases in recent years. The Competition Commission taking 13 local and international banks, that's including Standard Bank and First Rand as Nedbank as well, to the Constitutional Court after the Competition Appeal Court rejected their claims of jurisdiction over alleged rand fixing. This case could determine whether foreign banks influencing our currency can be held accountable. With us to unpack the consumer impact and the legal dynamics is Advocate Paul Hoffman. He's director of the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. Advocate Hoffman, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. What does this allegation of forex manipulation by powerful banks mean for everyday South Africans?
Well, good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners as well. Essentially, this case, which is set down for 4 days in the Constitutional Court, which must be a record. They usually finish a case in a day or sometimes a complicated matter in 2 days. But there are a lot of parties involved and a lot at stake because it's alleged that the banks were involved in a cartel kind of operation where they were manipulating the exchange rate between the rand and the dollar over many years. The case actually began in 2017 with the Competition Commission complaining to the Competition Tribunal that international traders were using that Bloomberg instant messaging service that we all know about to discuss the price of the US dollar to rand exchange rate before they did any trades on any given day. And at its height, there were 28 banks involved in the case, and some of them actually were in as complainants rather than as defendants. Now, the guts of the complaint is that the bank's traders shared competitively sensitive information and made arrangements to assist each other by coordinating their trading activities. So they would agree on the bid offer spread or the spot rate for buying and selling in the US dollar, South African rand currency market. They'd also make arrangements to manipulate the bid offer prices on the Reuters trading platform by agreeing on the order of transactions, withholding their trades, posting fake bids and offers. That sort of manipulation is really cartel activity 101, and the Competition Commission has not taken kindly to it. So there have been various stages of litigation along the way. But now the highest court in the land has agreed to give all of the parties an airing in the course of the next 4 days. They're starting at 10 o'clock this morning.
So what is the Constitutional Court being asked to decide?
Well, the first thing, and this is a point that's been taken by the Standard Bank, is whether a constitutional issue has been raised in the matter at all. Some of the banks are saying this is not, and among them the Standard Bank, this is not a constitutional issue and ought not to engage the jurisdiction of the Constitutional Court. But if the Constitutional Court is willing to hear the matter, what they will decide is whether there was a cartel or not and what should be done about the existence of that cartel. And unraveling that is going to really involve a great deal of accounting, let alone any payments. The defenses are that this isn't really a matter that the Competition Commission should have got involved in, because the South African courts do not enjoy jurisdiction in respect of things that happened offshore. And the defense is that the Competition Commission made out no case at all linking the activities of the Johannesburg branches of the various banks involved, and a lot of them are international banks. And so the deficiencies in the subject matter jurisdiction remain exactly what they were before the cartel activities started.
It is difficult to understand how it becomes a constitutional issue.
Yes, that is a point that is being taken. Yeah.
You know, it is a strange one, but in terms of South African authorities being able to prosecute foreign banks for actions taken abroad that impact the economy, what is the thinking around that?
Well, there's a dispute around that. The banks are saying this is none of your business, and what we do offshore is not justiciable in South Africa. And the Competition Commission is saying, excuse me, we're the ones who've suffered because you've been manipulating our currency and having impact right down to the level of the balance sheet of private companies that have international trade. If you are importing widgets from Taiwan and you're paying in dollars, and the dollar rate is manipulated, you end up paying more than you could and should have paid had the manipulation not. Right. Then you're suffering your loss in South Africa, because that is where you are paying for the widgets from Taiwan. So that's why they've set aside 4 days, because there's going to be
incredibly difficult. In terms of public confidence, this is a very significant aspect, because these types of battles do erode public confidence, both in banks and regulators. Do you think that this could be a significant turning point in holding financial institutions accountable?
Yes, one hopes that the Constitutional Court remembers Section 1 of the Constitution, which demands that governance in South Africa should be open, accountable, and responsive. And accountable being the big word in that sentence. So if we go back to basics and say, how are they meant to account for their manipulations of the exchange rate between the rand and the dollar over many years, we will get an answer that is of an accountable nature.
And as you've mentioned, the Constitutional Court have set 4 days aside for this, which obviously talks to the complexity. We'll certainly keep abreast of this case and find out exactly what has transpired. Thank you, as always, Advocate Paul Hoffman. He is the director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa.